Today's hit music is on C90.
What?
In case you missed it, or you just want to laugh again.
Hey. No, you don't.
Oh,
me.
Yes, I do.
Here's this morning's phone jibba.
Just your attitude alone will keep you from getting a job with us.
With Morton in the Morning.
Today's hit music is on Z90. Morton in the Morning. Jibba, are you ready for another phone jibba?
Because of the popularity of video games, I think a lot of us think we have skills we don't. Like we could shoot guns or drive cars really good or even maybe fly a plane. How hard could it be?
Right. Yeah.
That's why this next phone jibba, I'm going to call a flight school and ask for Brent. Will contacted us and said Brent's really nice. He owns the flight school. And we're going to tell him that we need to rent a plane to do loop-de-loop because...
What?
Loop-de-loop. I've been playing Call of Duty. I know how to fly a plane. Don't worry about it.
Oh, my God.
It's our prank call, the phone jibba.
This is Brent.
Yes. Hi, Brent. My name is Rick, and I'm calling you. I wanted to know how much it costs to rent one of your planes for an hour.
Well, what kind of plane are you looking to rent?
Something just a basic.
Okay, well, we have several different models. Are you going to be taking it somewhere?
I'm just going to probably take it out for an hour just for a flight around there. I just want to do loop-de-loop in it and then bring it back.
Just a loop-de-loop?
Yeah, I want to go up and do the loop-de-loop in it. I have a bet with my friend, Chad, that I can't do a loop-de-loop. And I'm like, it's not that hard.
So that's the only reason you want to rent a plane?
That's the reason I want to take it up to win the bet, yeah.
Okay, do you know how to fly? Do you know that there's a lot more to flying than just, you know, kind of manipulating the controls?
Not really. A lot of people say that, but I fly all the time, and I found it to be quite simple.
Really? So do you know, like, about weather and stuff like that?
Oh, well, I mean, you're inside the plane, so... Do you have a heater on the planes?
Yeah, there's heaters on the inside.
Okay, then I don't know what the issue would be with that. I would wear a jacket if it wasn't going to be warm, but again, not that big a deal.
Well, I mean, these planes are sensitive, right? So wind, rain, that all has effect on how the plane operates.
Right, but I'm inside of it, so it's not going to affect me.
Okay, so you want to go up and you want to do a loop-de-loop.
A loop-the-loop. Like you go up, upside down, like a loop, like on a roller coaster.
Do you have any flight experience?
A ton of flight experience. I probably fly like a couple hours a day. Like I'll head into my room, log on, and it's probably like mostly Call of Duty is where I fly. And I probably
like the video game?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's not real flight experience. You know?
Well, I mean, it's honestly, have you done it? I don't think it gets any more real than that, other than a regular plane. The difference is if you crash, you get to start over, and in the real world, of course, you would die. But I mean, other than that, the control surfaces are all the same, right? Is it, do you guys, are yours more like Xbox or is it more like PlayStation?
But this is not a game, all right? So you have flight controls, you have, you know, different axes that you're working on. This is not like a video game.
It's very much like a video game. In fact, if you read the notes on Call of Duty and Battlefront, they will tell you you can do like realistic flight mode where you have to have a full awareness of what's going on.
I've been almost
a certified ace in Battlefront.
Let me stop you. If you don't have flight experience, you're not going to be able to.
I have flight experience.
No, you don't have real world flight experience. You've never been in the cockpit of an aircraft.
Okay, let me ask you something. So, playing Call of Duty, you don't think I could pick up a submachine gun and shoot it? Of course I could. It's not that hard.
I'm telling you, this is not like a video game. Okay, die.
What's the biggest difference between a video game and a real plane?
You're actually holding on to control.
I am actually holding on to control when I'm playing the video game.
I understand that, sir, but this is not a video game. You're up in the air. You're up in listen, if you mess up in the air, it has fatal consequences. You
but
can die.
When I fly in the video game, I never mess up, so I'm not going to mess up. That's the point.
Sir,
it's not that hard. Here's what I think. I think you guys make it complicated on purpose to charge a lot of money when it's super easy.
Okay, all right. That's not true at all, and
yep.
I'm telling you, this is a hard
okay.
business.
Well, all I wanted to know is how much you're going to charge me. That's all I need to know.
I'll be honest. There is no, I can't see anybody out there loaning you an aircraft.
100 bucks.
Any amount of time.
100 bucks.
No.
Okay, 500 bucks. I'm only going to do one loop-de-loop and bring it back. How long would that take?
It's not going to, you're not going to be able to do that.
Yes, I can.
there is no way that you're going to be able to accomplish
yes.
that. And I'm telling you, there's
yes.
nobody.
You pull back on the trigger, XXXX, tip your head back, and it just goes. I've done it like a million times.
That's not real. I'm telling you, man, that's not the real world.
Well,
that's not real.
Flying. You'll find out when you see on the news that I did a loop-de-loop and I win my bet.
I'll find out on the news when you put your plane into the ground.
Well, I'm not putting my plane in the ground because I don't have one because I always land. So and all I need to know is how much is it? Can you just give me a number?
There's no number I can give you because I'm not going to rent you an aircraft. Go try somebody else, but I'm just not going to rent you an
okay,
aircraft.
How about this? How about instead of a loop-de-loop, I just do a jibba?
I'm not familiar. What's the jibba?
It's a prank call we're playing on you right now. This is not real. It's Rick. You're on the radio right now. It's the phone jibba. That's our prank call.
Are you kidding me?
Yes, we're kidding you.
I'm seriously thinking that this guy is going to kill him.
Oh, Will, who works there at the flight school, he said that you're a good guy and we could call and prank you. So you can go take Will for a loop-de-loop.
Yeah, exactly.
You just been a phone jibba. It's Morton in the Morning. Phone jibba. Today's hit music is on Z90.
The phone jibba.
06-735-20.
Wait a minute. That's a little too long.
Weekday mornings on the 50s.
See, man, why
are
you going to do me like that?
Morton in the Morning. And today's hit music is on Z90.